Thereafter, Ravana began to wander over the earth on the Pushpaka chariot, challenging the heroic Kshatriyas. The prudent king surrendered to Ravana without a fight, and the Rakshasa king easily defeated all others. One day, Ravana arrived at a forest near the Himalayas and saw a beautiful young girl with matted hair and a deerskin dress. Upon seeing her, Ravana became afflicted by lust, and while laughing aloud, he exclaimed, "The practice of austerities in the forest is contradictory to your youthful beauty. Oh, my dear young girl, who are you? Why have you decided to come here to live a life of penance and austerity? I am the daughter of the Brahmarshi Kushadvaja, who is the son of Brihaspati. My name is Vedavati, because I am considered to be an incarnation of the Vedas. Many demigods and other highly qualified men have approached my father asking for my hand in marriage. However, my father has turned them all down, for he feels only Lord Vishnu would make a suitable son-in-law." When the king of the Daityas, Sambhu, heard about this, he came and killed my father while sleeping. My mother then entered the fire of cremation, carrying the body of her husband in her arms. And since that time, I have installed Lord Narayan within my heart and have performed austerities, hoping to attain him as my husband. O Ravana, by dint of my ascetic merit, I know everything about you. Therefore, please take your leave and depart without further ado. Getting down from his chariot, Ravana approached. Oh, my dear lovely girl, I request you to become my wife. Indeed, in comparison to me, who is this Lord Vishnu anyway? You rascal! Who other than you would dare speak so disrespectfully of Lord Narayan? As she was speaking, Ravana grabbed Vedavati by the hair. Inflamed with rage, Vedavati immediately transformed one of her arms into a sword and then cut off her hair, thus setting herself free. Then, while lighting a fire, Vedavati said, "After being touched by you, I no longer desire to live. I shall not curse you, for that would only decrease my ascetic merit. However, in the future, I shall take another birth in a divine manner just to encompass your destruction." As Vedavati entered the fire, flowers showered down upon her from heaven. Then, giving up her body, Vedavati next appeared from a lotus flower. Ravana, however, quickly caught her, forcing her onto the Pushpaka chariot, and took her back to Lanka. And thereafter, when Ravana showed the reborn Vedavati to his ministers, he was warned that if he kept the girl, she would become the instrument of his own destruction. Taking heed, Ravana threw Vedavati into the sea. Then, upon reaching the other shore, by employing her mystic power, she came to the sacrificial ground of King Janaka. And as King Janaka was leveling the ground with a plow, the girl appeared from the furrow as a baby. And thus, it came to be that Vedavati, who had appeared in Satya Yuga, became Janaki in Treta Yuga.